Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, and we have the gentlest of starts this week. It's almost too gentle to even hear at the beginning. That was Reflection by George Winston. This is from a March 82 recorded Windham Hill LP. Windham Hill, as you probably know, is a label that's focused on acoustic music, most of its solo pieces for the piano, as was the case here. Winston wrote the majority of the music on this LP, including Reflection. And yes, he was also the pianist. The album is called Winter into Spring. Seasons, months even, seem to dominate his album titles. I have many of them, Summer, Winter, Autumn, and also December. His music is often described as rural folk piano, with some Fats Waller and Teddy Wilson added. I love his work. By the way, in case you haven't heard of him, several of his albums have sold over 1 million copies. Enough of this gentle stuff, though. Here's one of our fave songs, but from a very worn LP. Looks like it's had many years' use as a sanding disc. Fingers crossed. Thank you. Yes, Jimmy Forrest's classic Night Train, given the Bill Doggett R&B-style jazz treatment, with a few snippets of other songs thrown in for good measure. Recorded in Cincinnati, the home of King Records, who specialised in bluesy R&B-style rocking jazz almost. December 59, Bill Doggett organ, three fabulous tenor men, Clifford Scott, Candy Johnson and Ray Felder. Billy Butler guitar, David Horeen bass and Calvin Shields drums. This next band is called A Galaxy, so expect something a little different. This LP title is Time, Space and the Blues by Collins Shepley Galaxy. Bert Collins and Joe Shepley are the co-leaders on trumpet and flugelhorn. All the arrangements are by Mike Aben, who's also the pianist, on this New York 1971 recorded MTA LP. And the album is one of only two that Collins made as a leader, and Shepley's one and only. Incidentally, and a totally unimportant piece of info, there are two trumpeters with the same name, Bert Collins and Bert Collins. Ours was the first one, spelt with a U. The second one was the more common Bert with an E. The other musos, Bernie Glow trumpet, Garrett Groan and Paul Felice trombones, Joe DeAngelis French horn, Tony Price tuba, Jerry Dodd Georgian soprano, Bill Cranshaw bass, Mickey Roker drums. And Micah Benn wrote that song, Apogee, the point in space where an orbiting planet or satellite is furthest from the Earth. I loved that. Wish they'd made more records. Next one's called Heaven. You'll hear why. Duke Ellington's Heaven was part of his second sacred concert. This version is from the fantastic Antiphone Blues album, featuring Arne Domnerus on alto and a rather, or very, quiet Gustav Jokvits on the Spanger Church organ in Sweden, recorded August 74. Nothing more needs saying, just wonderful. But if it's a contrast you want now, hold on tight as we're going to rock one of our fave songs.
Thank you.
Gershwin's Summertime from one of those wonderful orange and black gatefold Impulse LPs. This was recorded August 66 under the leadership of guitarist Gabor Szabo, who also overdubs some sitar. Johnny Gregg bass and Bernard Pretty Purdy drums. Szabo had been rehearsing with his own group prior to a road trip, but on the first day of this Impulse recording session, they all failed to show up. Gregg and Purdy were quickly rounded up and the session got underway with no time whatsoever for rehearsal. I haven't quoted any liner notes to you so far this week, but here's the very distinguished jazz writer and critic Nat Hentoff on Summertime. Quote, "It's transformed here from a song of languorous yearning to a hotly erotic, insinuating dance of summer rites and a deeply pulsating trance," unquote. And I think we could call that rock jazz. I got away with that contrast, so let's try another. From Summertime to Summer.
Thank you.
And I've got good news for you. I won't be quoting from the liner notes on this June-July 1990 Steeplechase album because there are none. Odder Steeplechase are normally brilliant at docoing things. They are based in Copenhagen. This record was recorded in Copenhagen, and the bassist is the legendary local boy Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, NHOP. The other muso and co-leader is pianist Paul Bley, who wrote that song Summer. Enjoyed that. Bley is usually much more avant-garde. NHOP's calming influence, no doubt. It's Ellington time. Basement, that's B-A-S-S, hyphen ment, a song that the band had often played live at gigs, but never recorded until this April 58 recording session for Columbia Records at their famous 30th Street studio in New York, the converted church, sadly long gone now. In fact, this song didn't even have a title until the recording session that resulted in the Cosmic Scene LP, an album that's often overlooked. In this golden period of Ellington output, soloists were the bassist, as you'd expect, the bassist Jimmy Woody and the Duke himself, and some wonderful ensemble playing from the brass section. It's vocal time, but not just any old vocalist.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so, more than you'll ever know. Love do. There's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'll cry, how I'd sigh, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'll ever know.
On the King Jazz label, and it's a must for all Billie Holiday fans. It's a well-researched and assembled CD titled Alternate Takes, 1936 to 1942, Volume 2. There are three volumes in total, so you may not have all of these particular tracks. That was More Than You Know, recorded in New York in Jan 39. Very unusual for us to go this far back in time. Billie is backed by Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Benny Carter, alto, Ernie Powell, clarinet, Teddy Wilson, piano, of course, Danny Barker, guitar, Milt Hinton, bass, and Cozy Cole, drums. Let's come up to date, more or less. Appointment in Ghana was composed and arranged by Jackie McLean and recorded in August 2013 at the Tedesco Studios in New York State by four young men who were all influenced by McLean. As an example, Mike DiRubo on alto was taught by Jackie. Eric Schrugen is on tenor, Brian Charette Hammond B3 and Vin Ciliana drums. Jazz is indeed in safe hands, with talented young men like these taking it forward. This liftoff CD is titled Wake Up! It's guitar time. This is described as free music. Thank you. That song was called the Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's also a mathematical term, apparently. Adam Rogers on guitar is the leader. His first album as the leader, I should have said, Have Now, recorded December 2001 in Brooklyn, New York. Rogers comes from a very musical family and spent 4 years on a, quote, absolutely rigorous classical curriculum at Mann's College of Music, unquote, and played classical for some time after graduating, before jazz reclaimed him. The song we've just heard was a total improvisation, the group joining in after his refrain. We hardly ever play Stan Kenton, so here he is right now. And I chose quite deliberately a very atypical Kenton piece, recorded at the Holiday Ballroom, Northbrook, Chicago, 6th of May 1962. For live gigs, all bands, or orchestra in Kenton's case, all bands and orchestras mixed jazz with dance numbers, as that's exactly what the young audiences wanted in those days. There had been a novelty record in 62, quickly withdrawn, called Mr. Kenton Won't Twist. Well, there he was with twist number one. I doubt if there ever was a twist number two. It's Kenton's usual 22 pieces. Five trumpets, four mellophoniums, or mellophonia, five trombones, five reeds, Kenton piano, bass and drums. From Chicago to the Galapagos. Thank you. And that's from Rini Rosnay's latest album, recorded June 2015. It's entitled Written in the Rocks. Most of the album, 7 of the 9 tracks, in fact, comprise the Galapagos Suite. And that was the very first number, the KT Boundary, about, apparently again, the time 65 million years ago, when a very large mountain-sized rock hit the Earth. KT Boundary meaning the change from the Cretaceous to the Tertiary Age. I'm only reading this, it's not something I know. Goodness gracious. Rosnay piano, Steve Nelson vibes, Peter Washington bass, Bill Stewart drums, and a guest appearance by Steve Wilson on flute. It's time for our closer for this week, and it's from a double Columbia LP recorded Jan 88, with Branford Marsalis leading the so-called Trio GP. Marsalis tenor, Milt the Judge Hinton again on bass, and by the way, for some years it was said that the Judge was the most recorded muso ever. And he had a great role in that number. I upped the volume, I hope you heard it properly. Lastly, or rather thirdly, Jeff Tane Watt's drums. Long, long track, so we'll only hear some of Hoagy Carmichael's iconic Stardust. real shame to fade that out. As ever, hope you've enjoyed this flutter along the shelves of my record collection, and equally hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.